You've got a great testimony about prostate cancer. You mind sharing it?
Not at all. When I was 26 years old, I was diagnosed with prostate cancer. Went through hormone treatment and chemotherapy, and lost my kidney, unfortunately. But I like to say that I got away with a praise. That was almost 18 years ago, and I am fully recovered in remission and just grateful to God for life itself.
That is a blessing. You have a lot to be thankful for. Am I correct?
Absolutely.
Tell us about the 104th floor of Tower 1, the World Trade Center.
So in November of 1999, I took a job in New York City, and I was employed on the 104th floor of Tower 1 of World Trade Center. I worked for a company by the name of Cantor Fitzgerald, and a few days before the events of 9/11, my director and manager, Lisa and Lisa were their names, they came in my office and they told me that there were going to be some changes going on in the company. They had to reorganize, and that I basically was being let go or laid off. I didn't understand what God was doing, and at the moment, honestly, didn't appreciate it, you know. But the Bible really does say that our steps, the steps of a good man, are ordered by Him, and that's what I have learned to embrace in my life right now, man. It doesn't matter what the changes are, what the transitions are. I get that God, at the end of the day, is in control and is doing something. The company that I worked for lost over 700 employees. And so it's my testimony, man. The towers came down, but His name stood. The Bible says that His name is a strong tower, and the righteous run into it, and we're safe. And without me even knowing it, He was forcing me to run into His name. And again, back to that song, that's your name.
Hey.
It's everything we need it to be, man.
Our guest is Trent Von Lee. Bishop Noel Jones presents Trent Von Lee, I'm a Worshipper. Let's talk a little bit about Bishop Noel Jones. How did that connection come about?
I followed Bishop for about 25 years prior to moving to Los Angeles because of our religious affiliation and both coming from the same denomination. So I've always been an admirer of his ministry. When I moved to Los Angeles, I was invited to come and sing maybe about 6 years ago. And so when I moved here 5 years ago, it's the church that I went to and that I partnered with and joined, and he has become my spiritual father and my pastor and my bishop, and I love him.
How would you describe your music? I know you praise and worship, but is there more to it than that?
I don't know if I ever want to be put in a box. I understand that, you know, there are genres and categories, but my music is life music. My music is music for the soul. It's music for the heart, music for the life, music for the spirit, man. There's a song particularly that I have on there called Healing and Worship, and it talks about healing not just from the natural perspective or the physical perspective, but it addresses, you know, healing in the spirit. And, you know, it talks about healing completely. And so that's, I don't care if you're in a broken relationship, if your mind is sick, if your heart is broken, or if your body's filled with disease, you can always find healing in worship. And that's really, like, I am clear on my assignment in the earth. It is to sow seeds of praise and worship, to water fields of praise and worship, that God would get that increase, and that I would help to prepare mankind for the transition from now into eternity, because in eternity, that's all that's going to really occur. And it behooves us to become acquainted with this thing that we call worship.
With this new album out now, where would you like it to take you, and who would you like to reach?
The masses, man. When I say that, I mean the world at large. You know, it's not just within the four walls of the City of Refuge, which is my home church, and I love it. Not just within Los Angeles, you know, not just the U.S., but I want to travel the globe sharing the good news of Jesus Christ through song and inviting people into His presence, because the Bible says in His presence is the fullness of joy. I think that if we could get in His presence and just have an experience there, our problems can be answered. You know, He has a way of answering them and addressing them and meeting needs and filling gaps and giving direction and inspiration. His presence does it all.
In our remaining moments, how can your fans and your friends get in touch with Trent Von Lee?
Well, we have a website. It's TrentVonLee.com, T-R-E-N-T, V like Victor, O-N-L-E-E.com. Everything is Trent Von Lee on social media, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. Everything's Trent Von Lee. That's how you can get in touch with us.
Our guest inside of the Gospel Spotlight is Trent Von Lee. His new effort is Bishop Noel Jones Presents Trent Von Lee. Go out, pick it up. You will definitely be blessed. Trent Von Lee, thank you for joining us inside
thank
of the
you.
Gospel Spotlight.
Absolutely, and that's Trent Von Lee. I'm a praiser.
Trent Von Lee, inside of the Gospel Spotlight.
God bless you.
God bless you.